With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that by Israel working closely with President Trump, they can achieve an era of peace through strength.
And this meeting will deal with the important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region. A victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis in all its components, an axis that threatens the peace of Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world.
And the two leaders will be meeting Tuesday in Washington. In Jerusalem, correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the latest hostage exchange, the smoothest yet.
This is the first time that border has been opened since Israel invaded the area last May. It's a big breakthrough, and this will allow Palestinians in Gaza to travel abroad. It's beginning with medical patients, allowing people to leave the territory to seek medical care in other countries. Taken together, these are all signs that this ceasefire is gaining some momentum.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. airstrikes in Somalia.
The U.S. military has carried out airstrikes against Islamic State operatives in Somalia. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the strikes by U.S. Africa Command were directed by President Donald Trump and coordinated with the Somali government. An initial assessment by the Pentagon says multiple operatives were killed. They're the first attacks in Somalia during Trump's second term. In a post on social media, Trump says a senior Islamic State planner and recruits were the targets of the operation.
Fans at a Toronto Raptors game continuing a trend of booing the American national anthem at pro sporting events in Canada. Fans of the NBA's lone Canadian franchise booed the anthem today. Similar reactions also in NHL games. This is SRN News. Abortion is a, quote, Oregon value.
That's what Governor Tina Kotek says in a post on social media. The Democrat vows to protect abortion, transgenderism, and illegal immigrants, listing them amongst, quote, Oregon values. The governor is reacting to executive orders from President Trump that seek to curb DEI, the LGBT agenda, and open borders. Republicans are blasting Kotek's pronouncement, saying that she has a warped view of what the state's values really are. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Dakota's highest court ruling that state's overturned abortion ban will not be enforced during an appeal of a judge's ruling that had struck down the law in September. This latest decision comes after attorneys for the state had asked the Supreme Court for a stay pending appeal. North Dakota's last abortion provider, now in Minnesota, is challenging the abortion ban as violating the Constitution. This is SRN News. Well, federal officials are approving a new type of pain pill designed to eliminate the risk of addiction and overdose associated with opioid medications. FDA has given the nod to Vertex Pharmaceuticals' Zivornex for the short-term pain that follows injuries or surgery.
They tried a new approach here by looking at mechanisms by which the drug works that's elsewhere in the body besides in the brain. So it really works on the peripheral nerves. Less so than like an opioid that would work centrally in your brain.
Dr. Charles Argoff at Albany Medical Center says he welcomes the alternative.
The new medication has side effect profiles that are inherently not only different, but don't involve the risk of substance abuse and other key side effects associated with opioids that really make it very exciting that we.
And this is SRN News.